form
yes.
of how did you call it, formulas, you know?
Right. Thanks.
And it's the thing itself, so to say.
Yes. Well, not only was the cycle an important expression of his love for you, it also was important for his career in another way, in that it became his first published song cycle. Did he approach Capriccio, or do you know how?
I think it was at one. Capriccio was a new publishing house that had sprung up, and I think it was one of the concerts where this man, whose name I have forgotten, was there and heard it and approached Eric.
As we talked a little bit in connection with Montbilder the other day, so in the Kinderlieder, Eric provides orchestral and piano accompaniments. And once again, we see him at work with the large romantic orchestra. You told me a marvelous anecdote once about a comment made about the introduction, was it, to the song about the sun shining over the Rhine, about the in connection with the orchestration.
When Eric orchestrated this, he was not yet completely, as later on, a master of orchestrating for only single instrumental voices that move itself, but had a few hanging on, a few of the older techniques.
I see.
Though he was always, and that was born with him, a born orchestrator, and his colors and things were really very wonderful in his orchestrations. And Kurt Adler, who is now director of the San Francisco Symphony,
right,
and who was then a very good friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
We just met him around this time, and he became a very close friend and loved Eric and loved his music.
Mm-hmm.
Though they, as persons, you could not imagine, again, two people more different than the two were.
I see.
But he appreciated Eric and his sense of humor and his directness and his folksiness, because he came from a very wealthy and was a rich boy. Although later on he was very poor, but he had all these manners, and, which Eric didn't have. And so he brought that circle with orchestra, and during the rehearsal, of course, in the rehearsal, everything is real rough, and you do not know to tone down things and balance them right. So he said to Eric, "I think it sounds more like the song is called Sunshine Over the Rhine, and it says it sounds more like thunder and lightning."
That's amazing. And in this particular cycle, finally, one sees the extremes of his moods again. The pathetique and On the Tombstone, and the grotesque in Song of the Hussars, which are two of his most memorable songs.
Yeah. Well, the Song on the Tombstone is a variation on a theme that Eric constantly has, and I think creative people are, in a way, prophets, and he probably saw coming, you know, this great reaping of death that went through Europe, and he was probably also maybe had a forewarning that his own death would be untimely.
I see.
Maybe that too, but in any way, this theme of death and requiem, so to say, is a constant reappearing theme in his things.
I see. And we'll be talking about his requiem before too long. Another cycle that was compiled during this time, although not published until later, is a set of six songs. These are interesting because they're his largest published songs, his most extensive. They were for baritone. And maybe we could talk about a couple of these songs, because they show, again, interesting facets of his personality.